So we were talking just before the break about the fact that Mandela's granddaughters have visited Israel. They've returned and have stated that apartheid was racial separation and that Israel is nothing like that. As I said, it was just such bizarre timing that their cousin, Mandla Mandela, was on a flotilla at exactly the same time that they were in Israel, attempting to break the legal blockade with a very different view, which puts this whole issue of Israel being an apartheid state back on the map. To deal with that issue today is Sara Gonne, the Managing Director of the Free Speech Union of South Africa and Fellow at the South African Institute of Race Relations. As always, Sara, thank you for being with me this afternoon.
Pleasure.
So, Sara, summarize for us the main arguments as to why Israel is not comparable to apartheid South Africa.
Well, I think the distinction really has to be drawn in that what those who called it an apartheid state have done is said that basically the treatment by Israel of the Palestinians as envisaged by the West, by those living in the West Bank, is unequal and discriminatory as opposed to the people in the rest of Israel. Now, they can't have it both ways. It is under, they are in occupation. Israel is in occupation of it, but it is not being specific. It's not part of Israel per se, not as the state as it is recognized currently. So that whole area is under huge dispute as to where it is legally. But that, you know, the Palestinians are very clear, and the supporters of the Palestinians is that they're alleging discriminatory treatment by the Israelis, but they don't want to be governed by the Israelis. They don't want to fall under the state of Israel.
Don't they? So, I mean, are they not arguing for a one state? Is that not where the whole debate has shifted to now? And is that not the problem?
I don't think they're arguing for one state. I think what's the subtext that just isn't necessarily intended to be completely understood is that they want Israel. Now, Israel's in occupation of them. They're not in occupation of Israel. And I'm sure they will justify that if they occupy Israel, it becomes the one state that it should be, according to religious and political tenets. But by using the occupation and the peculiarities of occupation, which, you know, are a consequence of war since time immemorial, the fact that the, at least since Oslo Accords, for whatever, you know, good or ill they amounted to, administratorship is entirely within their own hands, within their own control, and they've chosen not to exercise it without stating it specifically that they won't recognize Israel, but on the other hand, Israel is the enemy. Israel is it's almost holding two contradictory thoughts at once and getting away with it by labeling it something as apartheid. Israel is apartheid, and that creates such an emotional image for people that the assumption is that because the occupation of the area is, you have that division from Palestinians and Israel separate. That distinction is intended to be blurred, and the use of the term an apartheid state is really to immediately tie to apartheid South Africa as being the most, you know, untenable set of circumstances. But the distinction in reality, and Israel is recognized as a state, as a member of the United Nations, is not. Those territories, the other territories are disputed, and they would not, I very much doubt that, it's simply not by virtue of the enemy status that they hold each other in, that the Israelis are in a position to govern that area properly. And that's part of the ongoing dispute. But the situation is that Israel is recognized as a state, and if the Palestinians want a state, if it's going to be a two state, they have to be agreed to the recognition of Israel, which is recognized by the rest of the world, except for those who choose to label it an apartheid state in order to somehow delegitimize it. Now, even in the South African context, South Africa was not a state because it was an apartheid state.
Interesting.
If you see my logic there. So Israel, whatever they choose to call it and whatever linkage they they want to imply, the actual state of Israel as a recognized legitimate country, whether disputed or not, and whether other people have other views on it, is not an apartheid state. There's whatever inadequacies they may be, will be reflected in hundreds of countries over the world. Circumstances are not perfect. People don't necessarily obtain the same benefits, but in law, and certainly in intention, it's not intended specifically to discriminate. And there's no way that the opponents of apartheid who like to label apartheid could actually say that the state of Israel is an apartheid state. But by implying the conflation of the occupied territory somehow being Israel, but they're not sort of being Israel, it all merges into one, and that's the sort of.
I think that's exactly where they want to take it. I think that's exactly where they're wanting to take the argument, and that's a really dangerous place to be. And I'm thinking also, Zara, that the optics are bad. The optics are really, really, really bad. I mean, if you look at the current Israeli government, the most right-wing Israeli government in Israeli history, with pictures of roads in the West Bank for settlers only, I mean, it doesn't look good. We kind of making the case for those who want to level that accusation.
They can, but they conveniently ignore, and they do ignore completely, the efforts, the repeated efforts, or seven times, I can't even be sure, since from between 48 and now, to try and negotiate a resolution to the dispute on territory and what the boundaries of the both countries should be. Because the Israelis have built a state in the interim, whether it suits the its enemies or not. And if you somehow don't even mention the law of sort of warfare of occupation, etc. I mean, let's put it this way: There's no mention of the fact that, in fact, from 48 to 67. The territories that are now active in dispute and create exactly those optics that are not very attractive. There's no reference whatsoever to any attempts, and the fact that every attempt has failed to create two distinct states. That you left with this sort of no man's land. It was fine when it was occupied, and Jordan then annexed the West Bank, literally annexed it, so it became Jordanian territory. The Egyptians annexed, occupied Gaza, but they never annexed it. So it's always, since the dispute between whether there should be two states and how they should be divided up is essentially unresolved. So it's not as simple as some just saying, well, the Palestinians are treated this way, and the Israelis are treated that way, because amongst the Israelis is a substantial minority Muslim population that is treated in the context of Israel, the state as it exists until such time and unless something different is negotiated or resolved. And the detractors, it's the idea is to use and subvert language without context, without detail.
There's no nuance.
A purely emotional reaction. And I think what one gets from the experience of the two Mandela granddaughters is that I'm sure they may have gone with a certain bias based on the extraordinary amount of propaganda that has been successfully laid down in the last few decades. By the pro-Palestinian cause, but they appear to genuinely be concerned about the plight of the Gazans in the war and sought to bring some relief to the situation. But they had the open-mindedness. They obviously don't come from the same sort of fundamentally anti-Semitic base that their esteemed cousin comes from, because they were open to being shown and being able to discover the realities. And they saw the reality that it wasn't all about Gaza. There was Israel, there is a context, there is a history. it is so complex, it is so overladen, it's just not that simple. And so to apply, that's probably why it came as a surprise to them that Israel is not an apartheid country, because Israel, the Israel they went to, the Israel that exists as a recognized state, does not practice apartheid. The dispute over the territories is a much more complex and shall we say, is yet unresolved situation. Gaza is different because Gaza, you know, the Israelis left Gaza and have not had any control or responsibility for it since. It has been entirely in the hands of the Gazans. The West Bank has remained disputatious.
I must say, they really blew me away with their humanization of the conflict. They didn't come out with political sloganeering. They seem to have seen and recognized the people, people on both sides. They talk about having distributed food in Gaza. They talk about having met Poland. Oh gosh, how can I possibly forget her name? Ruth. Yeah. I mean, they really seem to have developed an incredible sensitivity in a very short, Ruth Goldberg, Poland. In a very short amount of time, they seem to have picked up on really what was key to what is going on there. And what I really found interesting is, and everybody seems to claim the Mandela heritage and have full rights to what it is he thought or would think. And they said pretty clearly that he would not justify terrorism. That was not who he was.
I mean, the fact that, Jews played an instrumental role in Mandela's life. And I don't think, and so that one can't attribute his grandson's animus to him. I mean, the fact that Mandela is said that, you know, we're not free until the Palestinians are free, is a distinct issue. I mean, he can hold the view the ANC had links with the PLO in the days of struggle when they were all being trained by the Soviet bloc. So the whatever feelings there may be, he may have expressed about Palestine, it doesn't negate Jewish existence and the right of Israel to exist. But the propaganda has tried to distill it down as such. And what they will have found when they went to Israel is that talking to Israelis and discovering a society that the propaganda would do everything to ignore, and at best they may be ignorant of it, but it doesn't matter. That's not where their narrative is. Their narrative is purely to paint it in the worst possible state, with no reference to nuance, complexity, the fact that not everything that Israel's done is wrong, and not everything the Palestinians have done is wrong. It is a still disputed thing after all these years, because there are so many dynamics that one has to understand to appreciate where the parties are coming from.
Sorry,
and they were open-minded enough.
Yeah. We're going to leave it there this afternoon. As always, thank you for your input.